We're back. It is. Is this hour two?
Yes.
Well, I'm just saying because I didn't hear the open.
1 hour, 2 hours.
Okay. Anyway, Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone, we have Dan Gonder in here. We're talking to Dan about the hiring process and whatever, because Dan has bounced around the country at 9,000 different radio stations doing
15 stations.
Different things. What's that?
15 different stations.
That's a lot of stations.
Yeah,
that's a lot of stations. Where's the farthest out west that you went?
Fort Wayne.
Okay, Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
So you kind of tried to stay somewhat
close
in the
to,
region.
Yeah, these three stations.
Like you're not going out to California.
No, these are three states. Right.
So we were talking, you know, we'll call you, you know, you're in competition amongst seven or eight different people for a job and everything. A lot of times it comes down to dollars and cents. And there's a misconception out there. If you're on the radio, if you're on TV, you're wealthy.
That's not true.
It's not true, is it?
It's not. Yeah. It would be nice, but that's not true.
And does it ever come down where they, like, you have to negotiate your wage?
The last time.
Or do they offer you, and it's like, take it or leave it,
Dan?
Yeah,
that was pretty much it. And the last offer was real good, so I stayed with that one.
How much you make? Can you tell us?
Come on.
I want to hear it.
The last time?
Yeah. This was 4 years ago, right?
Yeah, 60.
60,000.
Not bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll tell it. I mean, I haven't. Yeah. Well, I went to three. My base salary for all those years
is
49.5.
Yeah.
And I would do $6,000 worth of remotes, pushing up to about 55.
Well, that was the.
Yeah.
That brought it up to that.
I pushed it up to 55.
Yeah. Not bad.
That's exactly what I made. And then when it came time for corporate to start cutting.
I know that
sports
great.
Is making 49,000. We can't have that on the payroll.
Everyone knew how overpaid you were.
Oh, shut up, Fantone. I was a
valuable
commodity to those guys.
A matter of time before you had to go.
he's all heart and sympathy. So, Dan, when we were working together at Y103, you tell him Fantone and I off air that I stole your shoes.
You did, as a matter of fact.
Recall that.
Why would you remember that?
Why? Did I steal your shoes?
Why would you steal shoes?
I have a foot fetish. What can I say?
Rick Pollock.
Yeah.
And you were stealing things from other people.
Really?
And not only did you steal my shoes.
That's unlike me.
You're a kleptomaniac.
I didn't even know around. I didn't even know.
You also threw them out the window.
Did I really?
Oh, my God.
I had to go find them.
Did I think that was funny?
I think so.
Did you think it was funny, even more importantly?
I thought it was kind of funny. Until they went out the window, and I said, "Wait a minute!" Fortunately, it wasn't snow or anything.
I told you
the stuff you did.
I lose my mind; and I'm out of control.
I don't understand.
Fortunately, I've matured in my old age.
Yeah.
I have. I would never take your shoes.
Throw
them out the window.
Yeah.
Do you remember the psychic that we had there,
Cynthia Hart?
That was her. That's right. I forgot about that. She asked me. We were at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me if I knew where the bathroom was.
Oh, my God.
And I said,
shouldn't you know?
That's exactly what I said.
You should be able to figure that out with your psychic ability.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's one thing that we want to do here, Danny. I want to bring on a psychic and everything. But we have some limitations here right now, but we're working on expanding that. But to have a psychic on, and if I could hook up with Cynthia.
They'll always call.
She was fun. And all the lines would burn.
Yep.
And she would ask you, like, Dan, what year were you born? What month or whatever? And then she would go off that.
Yeah.
But it was always in that psychic mode.
Yep.
Is there somebody with a letter M in your life? Of course there is.
That's not a very good psychic. See, when you give full names.
You must mean my sister Mary.
When you can see a psychic or a medium gives full names and things like that and a lot of information, they're good. When you have a psychic on there saying, I got an M name or a J name, you got a J.
Very vague.
Yeah, very vague, yeah.
But the callers would like,
well, yeah,
I know what you mean.
Thing, yeah.
They were like, yeah, Mary.
That's right.
I have Mary in my life.
I do have an M in my life. I do.
I mean, you know, it's so vague. Yeah. And my morning partner, Scott, used to just like look at her like, you got to be kidding me. But it works. I mean, people will call it.
People will always call for that.
Absolutely. Danny, when you look about your career, who are some of the notables, personalities that you met? You talked to me about one of the greatest baseball players and icons that ever lived that you had an opportunity to come across.
Yeah. Not only did I meet him, I had dinner with him.
No kidding.
Yeah, dinner with him and Billy Martin. The two of them together, yeah, in a private.
Were they drinking?
Yeah.
They're both big drinkers.
Well, that was what he said. I said, you know, Mr. Mandel, I said, I've always been an idol of yours, and I said, it's kind of difficult for me to know what to say to you. And he said, it's just Mick. Sit down and have a beer.
Really? Yeah, wow.
That was Mickey.
Yeah.
How'd you arrange that one?
You know, that was when I was working in Indiana, and somebody that that had the restaurant there had some kind of connection with the Yankees. And Mickey would usually bring them to town every year. And,
wow.
And the sports guy said, why don't you do it? He said, I'm tired of doing it. So go in and talk to Mick. And I said, yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
how about awesome. And Billy Martin, fiery Billy Martin, yeah. Always getting fired by George Steinbrenner back in the day. How many times they hire and fire Billy Martin?
They even did commercials for Miller Lite on
it. It was hilarious. Yeah. I mean, every year he would get fired.
Very short guy, by the way.
Yeah. Fiery temperament. He went after Richie Jackson. You remember that in the 70s?
Yeah. Oh,
Jackson would have killed him, man. Yeah. But Jackson, look at him. Who was this crazy little white man manager?
He wasn't backing down. Billy Martin wasn't backing down anyway.
He was a tough old school dude.
Oh, yeah.
Other ones that come across your mind.
Oh, let me think. Met Britney once.
Who? Britney Spears?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. How'd that come about?
She just happened to be into the station and.
Wow,
said,
that's awesome.
I said, can you let this girl in? And I said, yeah. Went up to the store and went right up to the window and said, oh yeah, I know New York. Come on in. And she walked in and she said, is there a Coke machine around here anywhere? I said, yeah, I'll get it.
Did she have hair then, or did she shave herself bald?
No, she had hair.
Okay, because she did shave her head. I remember she lost her mind.
We were talking about something.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She
well,
was,
you pointed down there.
I did not. But she had lost her mind for a while.
Yeah.
Britney Spears. Yeah. Oops, I did it again.
A lot of money, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're talking to Dan Johnson, longtime radio personality, right here on Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone. Robbie Schmidt, the voice of Youngstown State University basketball.
Yes, I work with Ron.
Do you work with Robbie, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anybody you haven't worked with, Daniel? You work with Ron Fantone?
Never.
No?
Yeah,
never?
No, no.
Yes?
Yeah. We've worked at similar stations.
Yeah, similar stations, yeah.
Where? Y103 or?
No.
Ashtabula Station.
Yeah, and where was the other one? In Conneaut.
Yeah, I knew you were in Conneaut.
And you guys have no history with RRO, like Rob Schmidt does. So where'd you cross paths with Schmidt at?
At KPN.
Wow.
He was at WKBN. He was, in fact, he was the news guy there mm-hmm. at the time, and then, you know, went over to sports.
When you think back to the Y103 days when we were there and everything, I think at the time you were there, you mentioned Mike Rink, so that goes back.
Yeah.
Was Wendy Miller there doing the middays?
Yeah, yeah. One of my favorite stories of Wendy Miller is we were at, was it the Boathouse?
Yeah, Boathouse. Yeah,
we were at the Boathouse, and it was right in the process of changing to Light Rock 102.9.
That would be in the early 90s, yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Wendy was... I'm trying to think of a good way to say this. Wendy was a little under the weather.
Okay.
When she came out, we had a van. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a van. It was a stretch.
Like a limo?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Good limo. And Wendy was getting into the car, and she said, well, I just don't know where I'm at.
Oh, no.
And I said, it's all right, Wendy. Tramps like us are born to run.
And was Smokey Bill Cannon there yet?
No.
When you got there?
No. No. Actually,
Smoke came after you.
Right after I did.
Wow. Wow.
That's when I went over to KBN.
And Lynn Davis was there?
Lynn was there, yeah.
Yeah, she was doing it, and I was there. Scott Kennedy was there. And that Pine Hollow Boulevard building, does that still exist? Somebody was asking me about that.
As far as I know, the last time I went down,
it's supposed to be haunted.
It was. You know, that's.
Didn't you take a photo of the building?
Yes.
And Dan's like freaking out on my Facebook. He's, look at the photo I took. Look in the window on the top left. What did you see up there?
There was something that was, you know, one looked like a young kid with a bandage on his head, and the other one looked like an old man with a beard.
Wow. That's sure, amazing, huh? You sure it wasn't a reflection off the trees?
Well, I'm sure it was. But that's what it sure looked like.
It is a freaky picture. We put it up. You took that photo.
Yeah.
So the building hasn't been raised? It's still there?
Last time I was there, it was, yeah.
Okay. And, of course, the antenna came down. I remember the tower
came
down. That was a long time ago. But it's kind of sad to go back there.
Cause that was I grew up in Sharon. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it was like... that was the place you always knew. You always knew when you were coming home because you could see the tower. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Absolutely. And we talked about the Quaker Steak and Lube and how wonderful and small ships and Bavarian Fun Fest and St. Patrick's Days were extraordinary.
Did a lot of great things there, yeah.
I loved it. I loved it. I got to host the small ships for probably about 6 or 7 years. I saw a little bit of everything.
It was a lot of fun down there, yeah.
We, Smoke and Bill... And Scott Kennedy were going on stage to introduce a band at the Small Ships Review, and somebody in the audience took a cup of beer and threw it in Scott's face, and he went and got Smoking Bill. Smoke's like this towering giant. Where is he? Where? Who threw beer at Scott? And it's like these people were terrified. It wasn't us, Smoking. It wasn't us. I'm telling you. But some great memories.
Yeah.
And I actually got on one of those ships, Danny. And that water.
Oh, did you?
It was Shenango.
Yeah,
it is so shallow.
Yeah,
you
right.
could actually walk.
I didn't know that. I mean, I always.
You think you're going to drown, but you don't.
Right,
you could walk. It's a muddy, dirty kind of bottom.
You could walk on water.
You could actually walk on water. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We've got Danny Gonder in the house with us, reliving some memories. So I was asked over the weekend, guys, about the changes in radio. And so let's speculate on that at the very top. And I'll tell you what I told someone yesterday, talking about the changes and everything, the deregulation that took place.
Right.
And, so now you have Clear Channel, now iHeart, and then you have Cumulus gobbling up all these stations. And
right.
for DJs, it was bad because if you didn't work out at one station, well, guess what? We own 8 of them, and you're probably not going to work out at any others. So I just think it destroyed the industry.
I do.
It's just so...
It's unanimous.
It's cookie cutter all across the country.
Yeah.
Bob and Tom, Rover, Morning Glory, they could be heard everywhere across the country.
Right.
And there's no locality.
Delilah's the other one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, I applied for that job, by the way.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's
Delilah
funny.
Delilah beat you out.
Yeah, she did.
I'm Delilah. Delilah.
Yeah.
Who did the voice? Who was it? Was it Brandy that did she was in here?
Yeah.
Did the Delilah voice?
Yeah,
that was funny.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But I said this. We're under an ESPN umbrella here.
Sure.
Okay, and we're doing a variety show. It's an old throwback type of morning show.
Which is cool.
Yeah, it is fun because you don't have that anywhere.
You don't have any local anywhere except right here.
You do have local, but what you do have is corporate control. They're limited in how much they can do.
Yeah.
Here we have total freedom to do that.
I'm the program director, and I make.
You're not the program. So anyway, while we're under an ESPN umbrella, when I agreed to do this, and Ronnie and I came aboard here, I wanted to do a variety, sports, music, comedy.
That's a great idea.
And a number of things. Yeah, it's an old throwback type of show, and that's what we're doing. And we're bringing it back a lot of the locality, and we're having a lot of fun too. And we're doing some bits and whatnot.
JR's tomorrow.
But here's the thing.
Live.
It's like, well, how do you do that? Because, when I go to get guests from national figureheads, and I talk to them, it's like, you guys are ESPN, you're sports, right? I'm like, we are, but we do a lot more than that.
Right.
But they see the ESPN, which is good and bad, because they automatically assume you're a sports station.
Right.
We are, on the whole picture, a sports station. So here's my thing. You got a Bob and Tom on. They're under, what station are they on now? I honestly don't know. Y103? Is that where they're at? It's a classic rock format.
I don't know.
It's a classic rock format.
Right.
And they're BSing about whatever the hell they want. They got total freedom.
Yeah.
What drove me crazy, and I told this guy this, is that they would corporate would come in and control us local personalities who knew the listening audience and the market better.
And they did.
You say this, you don't say this,
right.
You do this, you do. Meantime, these nationally syndicated shows, the Bob and Toms, Rover and the Morning Glow, they got to do whatever the hell they wanted to.
Yep.
No restrictions.
No, I don't.
I never could understand that.
Make any sense.
Somebody please explain to me.
Yeah.
I mean, please. Bacho and Fantone will bring you aboard, but this is what you're going to do.
Never.
Bob and Tom, you do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah. Taking out a story to Dan Ryan, who I worked with for a while.
He was great.
Who I filled in with on a regular basis. Dan, someone came in and told him to stop saying friends. He used to say, friends! And he said, don't do that. We don't want to do that. He said, that's what I do. That's what I always do.
Absolutely.
I mean, what is the harm in that? See, they'll nitpick at stuff like that that just used to drive me crazy. You know, don't say friends. Don't say on the outside.
Right.
It's 80 degrees on the outside. Okay, I won't say it.
I think the worst insult, slap in the face to me personally, and I was there during the end, you know, when Scott Kennedy ended up stepping down and everything, instead of me going on and doing the morning show, which would have been as close as you could possibly get to what they used to have, because I was doing afternoon drive then, they opted to go with a syndicated show out of Michigan called Free Beer and Hot Wings. I watched number one morning show, 25 to 54-year-old demographic, plunge into like eighth or ninth place.
Yeah.
And I could hear it on the street, Dan.
Hear
it. It's like, this show you guys got? I go to the post office. Hey, Mr. Sport, can I ask you something about this morning? And I was telling the salespeople, I'm like, don't have me pitch this. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
So we meet with Free Beer and Hot Wings at the old Youngstown Sports Grill. Nice guys. But they're like, hey, nice to talk to John. You've been doing it in this market for a long time. How are we coming across? I'm like, you guys suck. I told him.
Yeah. Did you tell?
I said you guys are nice guys. I'm enjoying the conversation. Guy did football for the Lions on ESPN and everything. I was more interested in that than this morning show. Morning show was horrible.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. They're telling me what to say. Don't play. I was doing a 5 o'clock traffic jam show in the afternoon too. Okay. The corporates would fly in. One loudmouth would always say, stick to the format, play China Grove, do not play album cut, don't do. And I had every line ringing with requests. They didn't want to hear China Grove, they wanted to hear album cuts and one hit wonders. I said, if you think you could do the show better than me, it wasn't that I was combating them. I just knew it was working. I knew my audience. I knew my market.
Sure.
But yet, this Free Beer and Hot Wing show out of Michigan, which was god-horrid awful, they were given total freedom, talking about taking kids out, whipping them behind sheds, and all this. And it was like inappropriate material.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, listen to this, like my mouth dropped open. And I went back to management, and I said, these guys are terrible. I can do better in my sleep. I could do better drunk than this. It's true.
Yeah.
They're terrible, and I am not going to promote them. I'm embarrassed. I was actually embarrassed, and they canned them within a year.
And I've seen you do good things drunk.
They were horrible.
I've seen you perform drunk, and you're pretty damn good when you're drunk.
But why do these stations give the freedom to like these is it like once you become syndicated you could do whatever the hell you want?
Who else is on the air though? I mean, you know, that's the question.
Yeah,
you've got, you know, anybody else is basically is trapped somewhere. You know, you're either recorded or and that was the problem that I always had about tracking stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could do it and I did it for years.
Tracking means putting yourself on tape.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. The problem with this, you don't think about things to say. I mean, when you're not sitting on the air,
right.
You're not sitting at the time coming up with something that, oh yeah, I could do this, or you know, I might say this about that artist.
Right.
But you can't do that. You just have to make sure everything is together.
Exactly.
And recorded.
If you're doing a weather or going into a music, everything was generic. It's boring. Boring. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We got Dan Gonder for about 10 more minutes. Rob Schmidt at the top of the hour. I hope you're enjoying our Monday show, Mr. Sports, and Ron Fantone right here on ESPN 94.7 FM.
We are back, Fantono! Fantono!
Hey,
Bachelor! Mr. Sports, Ron Fantone here. Post Father's Day.
Yes.
Dan, you a dad?
No.
No, you're not a dad? Carl?
Not a dad yet.
Yeah, not yet. You're working on it, though,
not
right?
Yet. Maybe. Maybe someday. Maybe someday.
You get married in August?
Yeah, getting married in August. So
congratulations.
Maybe. Thanks, Dan.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes little Carl Jr. and a baby carriage. There we go.
No, we don't.
We've got Danny Gonder in the studio with us. Just enjoy, longtime radio personality. You worked at WGFT?
Yeah.
And so tell me about this.
Yeah, that was...
Bloom's here, by the way.
That was right after I had left KBN, after one of those big purchases, and I came to work with Skip. was, the guy that owned this place, and just happened to know who I was and said, are you interested in coming in and doing something like oldies? And I said, yeah, I can do oldies. And it was great because Skip was a great guy to work with, for one thing. And the other thing was I pretty much had the run. I mean, I put the music together, wow. I put the breaks together, and I worked with John Negi, who I'd worked before at KBN. So,
wow, John Negi.
Who was a great combo. He and I worked really well together, and it was just fun. I would walk in, and that was that was me coming in because no one else was there in the building, and I would open up the door and think, God, I love this place. I working in this place.
I'm not going to put you on the spot here. Do a ESPN 94.7. You call yourself Dan Garner. Go ahead. You want to do it? Do a little radio spiel for us, right?
Oh, I can't.
Come on, man. You can do it. Carl, give him a weather forecast. He'll do it right now.
I would have to have a song that I could up to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, how about My Girl by the Temptations?
Temptations, My Girl.
There we go. There we go.
All right.
Carl,
all
so
right.
you and Danny cross paths.
Yes, we cross.
And you were kidding? You and Danny worked together at Channel 27 or
yep.
no?
Yeah, we worked together for a short time. And
wow.
Carl Lentz actually hired me.
Really?
after I left GFT.
I think that, a boss, an operations manager, program director, makes a world of difference.
I totally agree.
Because you are going to do more for that person. You mm-hmm. like the person. You have right. You have a friendship, a connection with the person. Mm-hmm. And I think you're just going to go overboard for them and try to do more and more and more, as opposed to somebody that's kind of snarky, looks at you like you're a
exactly.
peon, you don't matter.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah, totally different thing. Yeah. You've gone through that, Dan.
I have. Chuck Stevens is one of the best that I ever worked for. Okay. Do you remember Chuck?
K-105.
Yep. He was with me in hearing. And
wow.
He was just a great guy to work with. I mean, just a super nice guy.
Who the heck, K-105 that we had all... Oh, we talked to Levy.
Oh, yeah.
Mark
yeah.
Levy.
Sure.
Yep. Yeah, talking yep. about... I mean, it's just fun to go down memory lane and everything, and all the different markets that you worked at. Carl's still in the business, our owner, in case you're wondering. Channel mm-hmm. 27, Rick Comrie actually texted me. He goes, tell Carl I'm sorry, I love him. There you go. Not it's exactly a, that, but...
I like his 80s show. It's pretty good.
Have you heard his 80s
yes,
show?
Yes, I have
he
heard his 80s show.
He does a real nice job.
Pretty
oh,
good.
Cool.
And... if there's any format that honestly that I think that I always kind of want to do, I've dabbled in talk radio. Mm-hmm. I just yeah. really haven't done. I did it at YSN. I did it at BBW for a little bit. But this is the most extensive.
That was what I wanted to do
talk?
With the rest of my life. Yeah, I did. And what happened was there in the 1990s, and I did get a chance to do a lot of it. I got to sit in with Ron Verb, and I got to sit in with Dan Ryan, Pete Gabriel some of the times, too. Mm-hmm. And the thing that ended it for me was Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Because that changed the world.
It did.
In world talk.
It did.
And I couldn't hang with that. I mean, it wasn't fun for me anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like to do kind of like what you do. The general stuff, the
loosey
fun stuff
yeah,
to do.
Exactly.
With. Yeah. And I didn't really care about, right-wing politics.
How could I put this succinctly? Because we don't touch politics. We don't want to.
Right.
It's such a hotbed of conversation.
Yeah.
This entire country is divided. They're
right.
all fighting each other
exactly.
and everything. And no matter what you say.
Somebody's going to be mad.
Somebody's going to be mad at you.
Sure.
It's true. And you can't even divert it with sports or music because a political fight will break out in the comments somehow.
So that's when, when we were meeting and talking about mm-hmm. putting this together, how can we make it different from the other shows that are on the air? Can we add something that isn't in our market currently?
And Carl, wait a minute. Let me turn your mic on. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Tom. So go ahead.
Of course. So then the idea for this show was born, and it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Been very entertaining.
Having a lot of fun doing this and everything.
Yeah.
But politics, I don't want to touch.
No.
I mean, battles over
not a good
everyday
idea.
Everyday
not
drama,
a good idea.
Fighting.
And you know me, I'd be fired in a
yeah,
minute.
Yeah, he's got strong opinions.
I do.
Sure.
And he has posted them politically, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
It's just everybody thinks they're right. No one listens to the other side. There is no other side.
No.
And everybody's doing self-research. Tough research. It's like,
well, that's, yeah. Well, that's internet stuff. I mean, you know, with.
Okay, let me take politics out of it, aside for 1 second. You and I have talked about this.
Yes.
You know, how are the Browns doing in training camp? I'm a Browns fan. Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, two rookie quarterbacks, right?
Right.
Depending upon what you read, doing self-research.
Oh, yeah.
It is a totally contrasting game.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Because I do keep touch with that, and I keep trying to figure out what's going on there.
Yeah. Is he doing great? Is he not doing great? Is he? I mean, it is so.
The way
confusing.
I look, is he a wash? John? That's, you know, the other thing here too.
Exactly.
First of all, I don't think he's a wash. Second of all, I think he's going to be the Browns starter, and I think coming out of training camp, he's going to be the Browns starter.
I'm going to go with Joe Flacco.
That's all right.
I think that they have to take a look at the quarterbacks because they have two first rounders next year, and they have to find out one of these guys is a viable future franchise guy. Danny, you a big Browns fan?
Yeah.
How long have you been a Cleveland Browns fan?
Oh, for a long time. going back to the 60s.
Me too.
Wow, 1960s.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been doing, I'm trying to do some math here. How old were you when they won the title in 1964 against the Colts 27-0?
11.
Wow. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And people, like Steelers fans, like to throw that in your face. Oh, you guys never won a Super Bowl. If the Super Bowl had been played 2 years earlier, we would have won the first Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, not
oh,
just
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Just because they didn't call, the Browns have now, especially since the NFL deemed that the AAFC championships count, they have 8 championships. Just because Steelers fans, they didn't call them Super Bowls then, doesn't take away the fact that the Browns have 8 championships, right, and you have 6. End of story. That's it.
Well, back then in the late 40s and everything, when you had Marion Motley and Otto Graham and those guys,
right,
they were dominating the AAFC. By the way, Elvis Presley, King of Rock and Roll, was a big Browns fan.
Tells
you all you need to know. But anyway, it was thought, much like the AFL, to be a joke league compared to the NFL. Browns get into the NFL with Paul Brown. They start dominating immediately.
Right.
First game they took on the NFL champion.
Was the Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles, 1950.
Beat the crap out of them.
And the Browns beat the hell out of them. They did. They really did.
And every year was the Browns and the Lions. Bobby Lane.
In the 50s.
That's right.
The
yeah.
They owned
in the 50s.
Yeah.
And they're back and forth. And Cleveland seemingly gets no credit for it.
Yeah.
So the Cleveland Browns, you ever think in our lifetime, Danny, that we're going to see a Super Bowl title?
Oh,
I hope so. Would you go up to the ballpark?
I would.
Would you?
Yeah.
And are you in favor of the move to Brook Park in a dome stadium?
I kind of like where it is right now.
I do too.
Really? You want to stay on the lake?
See, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
It just
the Browns belong on Lake Erie there. They do that. You know, Put a dome on it if you want.
Even though the national pundits call it a mistake on a lake and make fun of us.
Who cares what they say? Mistake on the lake. Who cares?
They said that in Erie. They said that same thing in Erie.
You know,
remember that game they played in the snow?
Yeah.
Last season.
Okay,
and everybody was saying, you know, they really should be here because if they go to the dome, you're not going to get, that kind of excitement and atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
People don't like snow games unless you're in attendance, of course.
It's fun to watch, though.
It is fun to watch in the comfort and warmth of your own home.
Yes.
Not being at the actual stadium. I've been in some snow-covered stadiums.
It's brutal.
I went to then Heinz Field, which is now Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh. It was a January game because I think it was a strike that year briefly. And the Browns were playing the Steelers. I took my kid on a bus trip with a radio station. I left second quarter. We went back to the heated bus.
Watched the game.
Freezing. It was sleet, rain, snow.
I went to the game with Buffalo in 98.
Wow.
Or in 89, rather.
How cold was that?
It was freezing. Yeah, it's literally freezing cold.
Is that when Clay Matthews intercepted on the goal line? Right?
Yes.
34-30.
Right on top of it, too.
I was standing right in front of him.
Yeah. I think the Browns won that 34-30.
They did,
if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and that was the year that I think they went on, and Kozar had that thing with his thumb.
The rubber band.
They lost to Denver.
Yeah.
He had a rubber band
37-21.
Rubber band man or whatever.
Yeah, but it wasn't the same. That was the one AFC championship game that...
It wasn't like the first two.
No. The first two were classics.
Yeah.
Drive and fumble. Speaking of which, I watched an interview with Bernie Kosar yesterday, guys, from the past. And just so articulate. So smart.
How's he doing?
And, you know, has some issues. We're really good friends with his father who's been on the show, Bernie Sr.
But, okay.
Bernie Jr., he uses holistic medicine. and everything. And you just try them. You get that CTE from NFL and everything. It's very difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
But he is so sharp in reading defenses. And that's what he relied on. And the funny thing is, with the awkward stand, sidearm motion and everything, and he was so slow, defenses thought that they could just blitz him and tease you out. Kozar would pick up on blitz immediately and hit you on a one-on-one bomb
pattern. He loved being blitzed. I mean, he really did. He would make you pay for blitzing.
Yeah,
he would.
Well, Brady wasn't the fastest guy in the world either.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who understood where the defense was.
Danny, I can't thank you enough, brother. I love you.
Hey, you
man.
Too.
Dan Gonder.
A pleasure.
In the studio today.
Nice
having
you. Ron, good seeing you. Thank you.
Great to see you again, Dan.
And I got to get a picture of you two old friends together out there. We're coming back with more sports recap coming up next. Rob Schmidt coming your way top of the hour. Thank you to Dan Gonder, Mr. Sports, and Ron Fantone. Back with more after this.
Super.
Hey, we're back, Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone. Thanks to Dan Gonder.
Thank you, Dan.
Danny!
Danny!
Going down memory lane. If you missed it earlier, we had a top 10 list of things you shouldn't do on Father's Day. JR's Pub is having bingo tonight from 6 until 8 o'clock. We did the oldies for Bart the Music Man, who will be in attendance tomorrow signing autographs.
The oldies were great. I mean, we did a really good job today.
We did My Girl, Get Ready.
Yeah.
And... Ain't Too Proud to Beg. And of course, David wrote in. He goes, how come you didn't do I Can't Get Next to You? And I'm like, you know, you could only do two or three offerings.
Come on, man.
And they had a million hits. I'm not gonna sing.
The gray skies blue.
I can't get next to you, babe. I can't get next to you.
Can't get next to you, babe. Get next to you.
Rob Schmidt coming your way. YSU basketball voice at 12. Somebody you have a history with goes back to WRO.
Yeah, worked with
you and
Rob.
Robbie worked together when?
Oh, geez. Well, that would have been late 80s, early 90s.
Okay, so you were PD. Mm-hmm. He was sports director.
He was sports director.
And he also sold.
I did mornings and sport and program director, and Rob was sports director, and he sold.
Wow.
Sold time too.
You guys going to share some personalities that you had in common?
Maybe, maybe.
Yeah, talk about some of the crazy people.
Yeah.
Anyway, tomorrow we're also geared up. We're going to be live on location for the very first time.
We are. We're going out tomorrow on location.
Yeah. Not a far drive for you, Ronald.
No, you guys got to join
us. There prompt.
I'll be there promptly.
9:30, 9:40. Doors are going to open up at 9:30 tomorrow.
Okay.
Beer and food will start to be served at 10:30. Please be responsible. We do encourage that. If, in fact, you're going to hang out with us all morning long, we should have a nice crowd. Jeff Richards getting up good and early. He's going to meet with Carl Bloom, the owner, today to make sure.
Make me some eggs and
location.
Bacon. Yeah.
All right, Ron.
Eggs and bacon. Bacon and eggs.
He's probably listening right now, rolling his eyes. Fantone is so demanding.
Come on, man.
He's got to have his food.
I'm not demanding.
Tomorrow's wing day out there.
Oh, it's awesome. Best.
You want those too?
You know how I feel about wings there.
So you want bacon, eggs, and wings?
Well, wings later. You know, bacon and eggs in the morning.
How long you staying?
Eggs. I don't know. I stay all day, man. I'll be there all day.
Feed me, and you've got a lifetime customer.
We're going to be on location, man. I'm looking forward to this, really.
It's going to be a lot of fun. A couple people that are going to be there. Chuck Geiswhite with the band Mr. Lucky, Acoustic Madness, Sideshow. He's got a number of bands. Chet Stout with Cincinnati. City and the Saints, formerly the Fabulous Flashback. Sinfarina.
Sinfarina's going to be
there. Sin City and the Saints lead singer. Ray House, too, with the classics.
Looking
our brother.
Looking forward to seeing Ray,
I can't wait to see Ray. Bob Gavalier, involved with iHeartRadio, doing sports forever. Also, Black Elvis, Elliot's going to be there, bringing a guitar.
Hey, baby. You love him, Teddy Bell. Put a chain around Elliot's neck and lead him anywhere. Won't you be? Elliot's Teddy Bear.
And Kim Connor's going to be there.
Kim Connor?
She's tied in a little bit with Peppermint Productions.
She always has nice things to say.
She's going to have some freebies giveaway tomorrow.
She always has nice things to say about our show.
Marty Planey, Walgreens Mega Star. I'm going to be there. We'll do Letters from a Lovelorn Live. We will sing oldies tomorrow. And maybe we'll get some of these musicians to sing it for us or
maybe
with us tomorrow.
Maybe back us up?
Yes.
Hey, we could sing with a backup group. Oh, my God. This could be big for us. This could be our turning point.
You know, Fantone, I like the way you think.
We could be on our way tomorrow.
Yeah, but these guys are polished musicians and everything. Why are we taking lead vocals?
We're polished.
We're not. Yeah, we're polished. What did Gary Ramey tell us? He goes, that's a collector's item, a trash collector's item.
Oh, come on,
that's
Gary.
What he said. And Mike Sotelo's going to be with us, too, also with the classic. Those are just some of the... And then your girl Mary Ellen might show up. Might be there.
No, she is going to be there.
Wow.
She might. There's no Mike show.
She gets
up
to watch her man work.
Yeah, I tell you.
Woo, that my man over there.
And she gets to watch
that
me.
That my Burger King lookalike man.
She gets to
there
watch.
He is.
She gets to watch her. She doesn't like that, by the way.
What's that?
Because the Burger King. No, she doesn't like that.
Oh, okay.
So don't say that.
Well.
I'm just kidding. She never said anything.
Well, a lot of people wearing crowns these days. I think you
they
need
are,
one,
man.
Phantom.
Yeah, no,
I think you need a crown.
No King's Day.
Yeah. Burger King. Also, we're negotiations with a number of people, but I'm excited too about Thursday because big Chris Davis CD.
Yeah.
If you don't know who Chris Davis is, man, you've been living in a cave.
You have.
Because he has done everything.
Get out of that cave.
He actually bought a bar at West 34. We went down there to support him downtown, and then worked for Greenwood Chevrolet and Sweeney Cochran for a number of years. And Chris will be with us, and I can't wait to talk to him. That's coming up on Thursday. Also, on Wednesday, we'll do trivia, a chance to win some wings, and we'll do more oldies for our buddy Bart the Music Man, who will also, as I understand, be in attendance tomorrow. So Bart will be coming up, and you get to shake hands with Bart.
Bart was
asking me yesterday, he goes, of course, I'm the big music man and everything. He said, but with you two,
there's
I'm
no
public.
Bart.
He goes, yes, sir. And he says,
yes, sir.
Is this going to be like a big thing for me?
There's no Bart.
Am I going to have to be signing autographs?
Then
I said, Bart, I said, I don't know what to expect. I said, Fantone and I are huge. I said, you could kind of ride our coattails tomorrow, but we'll have to wait and see how that goes. All right, U.S. Open Golf, slick course out at Oakmont, Pennsylvania. J.J. Spahn did it in dramatic fashion. First major title. It's the 125th edition of the U.S. Open, making it a milestone, a two-stroke winner. He connects on a 64.5-foot birdie putt on the 18th hole to down Robert McIntyre. Major League Baseball, the Red Sox, big trade. They trade away Rafael Devers, an all-star slugger, to the San Francisco Giants. Get back left-handed pitcher Kyle Harrison, right-handed pitcher Jordan Hicks, two prospects. Is a $250 million contract that the Giants will absorb now that runs through 2033. Man, the money these guys get.
God.
Devers apparently wanted to play third base for the Red Sox, his normal position, but
they
wanted to go with someone else, so they got rid of him. He has batted 272, spent his entire career with Boston, 272, 15 home runs, 58 RBIs. He has 215 career home runs, so he's going to add to that Giants lineup, who, by the way, will probably make his debut, I would assume, if all things are set against Cleveland tomorrow night.
Probably.
As Cleveland went out to San Francisco after taking today off tomorrow evening at 9:45, Slade Ciccone will be on the hill. Speaking of the Guardians, they are struggling. They were held to just four hits yesterday. Mariners shot them out 6-0.
They're terrible.
J.P. Crawford with a Grand Slam home run. Guardians swept in three. Emerson Hancock, 7 shutout innings. I don't even know who Emerson Hancock is. And he made Cleveland look foolish. Anyway, the Cubs, now I know. Cubs 3-2 winners in 10 over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Eon Happ with the game-winning single in the 10th inning. Pittsburgh, 29-44. They're idle today as well. They'll be at Detroit at 6:40 tomorrow evening. Bailey Falter will be the pitcher. College World Series, a couple of games if you want to take them in on ESPN at 2 o'clock. Murray State in Arkansas. UCLA and LSU at 7 on ESPN, Oregon State, Coastal Carolina, Louisville, all in quest.
I am pulling for Murray State.
I like Coastal Carolina. Bob Vandergriff was on from BBG. That's his old school, the Chanticleers.
Any of these smaller colleges I root for.
Yeah. Major League Draft League yesterday, Scrappers 7-4 winners over the Frederick Keys as they improved to 5-3. NBA Finals tonight, it's Game 5, pivotal Game 5. Series even at 2 games apiece. Indiana at OKC, 8:30 on ABC. Oklahoma City, 9.5-point favorite.
How can you get interested in the Scrappers when they play teams like Frederick's Keys or whatever, Frederick's Wallet or whatever, you know, Frederick's Keys? Crazy. It's crazy. And they're in a draft league, right? They're not even part of the
So some of these guys, and by the way, we'll be giving away free tickets on this channel. So I know,
we're looking forward
good.
To it.
That was pretty good.
So really, thank you.
Stanley Cup Finals, NHL, coming up tomorrow.
I'm going to light these phones up.
Edmonton at Florida at 8 o'clock on TNT. Florida up 3-2 in the best of 7. NASCAR, the event a few people saw because it was on Primo in Mexico City. Shane Vasquez.
I got Primo.
Shane Van Gisbergen. Hisbergen.
I have Primo.
Winner in the number 88
I bought Primo car. Just for that race yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, I prescribed to it. Yeah, I subscribed to
and,
it.
And Fantone was like, everybody was like, Van Gisbergen, Van Gisbergen.
Yeah, and I knew who it was. Nobody else knew.
I'm telling you. And also, I guess next Wednesday, we're going to be at John Kufleitner's place. And then on Friday, we'll be at Greenwood Chevrolet with Greg
Greenwood.
So we
Greenwood,
got two... in Austintown.
You're really trying to kill me, aren't you?
Well, it's going to be three...
two car lots, man.
Three live things.
Wow. I'm looking forward to one of them.
Over the course of 2 weeks, yeah.
I'm looking forward to the one tomorrow. I really am.
That's because you like the beer.
Not me.
I won't even touch that stuff. Oh. You know how I roll. Whoa. Tonight at J.R.'s Pub, if you want to come on out, we have Bar Bingo from 6 until 8. The jackpot, we have a progressive coverall. And we'd already given away, what, $6,200-something to some lady about a month ago. Really nice lady. So we had to restart it. I would think that coverall jackpot could be up to 1,000 tonight. So,
wow, that's going to be nice, John.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it didn't take long to get back to four
Bingo
figures,
tonight, so. Show there tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, Jeff, you're going to have John and I like living there, you know, between tonight and tomorrow, man.
And also, tomorrow, you know, we got to mention this, too. They're going to be doing karaoke with our buddy Simply Ed, who is also in the studio.
Awesome.
He'll be hosting trivia on Tuesday night. So we probably will make mention of that, obviously, as well, coming up tomorrow. So that's it. That's everything we have going on. Chris Davis is going to be with us on Thursday. Be working on more guests. I hate when I do this, and Tam's going to kill me. We were out of milk, so I run to the drive-thru. I live in Austin. I went to Emilio's. I shouldn't mention the name, but I'm going to.
Oh, I like Emilio's.
And yeah, you don't live that far from there.
No.
And I said, and my one buddy comes in, I said, listen, I'm going to buy a gallon of milk. But I said, she's a little crazy on the expiration dates and everything. I said, make sure that this is good milk. Okay,
because when you go through
comes
drive
back,
through
he goes, June 24th, June 24th, and I'm like, okay, yeah, yesterday was the 15th,
yeah, you're okay.
I get there, and I throw the old milk out, and the June 24th expiration date, first day of using them, I have curdles in my coffee.
See that? Oh my gosh,
what the hell?
See that?
I got to go back, and I'm going to strangle the June 24th guy, and I'm going to, dude, I told you one thing I needed from you. Then you couldn't
listen,
come through. I'm telling you.
You have to watch my milk at a drive-thru, any drive-thru, because they'll put it on a shelf. They don't have it refrigerated.
No, they it's cold when you get it. But, you know, it's I went with Dean's Dairy this time.
And why does that expiration date not mean anything, then?
Is that bad? You know, I actually drank some of it. I didn't get, like, a stomach ache or anything. But and then the first thing you do, right?
It's got that funny taste.
You go to smell it.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that it's starting to have the onset of something.
And then you can taste it in the milk. It's not spoiled yet, but it has that taste.
It's
ready
got these
to go.
Floaty white
it's ready
things.
To go, yeah. Yeah.
What is that? Is that curdles?
It's probably stuff out of the corner of your mouth. You're just going back into the...
That is not it. That is not it.
You have that smegma in your mouth there. Come on.
It's like a fourth grader. Fourth grade humor. And no one is more amused with Ron Fantone than Ron Fantone. Nobody. He's his own biggest fan. Fourth grade sense of humor. 75 years old, man. Grow up. You need to grow up a little
Stop
bit.
Stop calling me names, man. Stop putting my age on the air.
Blowing balls all weekend.
Stop.
I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
And on Friday night, while I'm working hard,
Where?
Lining up guests and everything. Fantone sends me a picture, and he goes, I'm blowing a bull, man, on this Friday. And I put it up on Facebook.
Did you?
I did.
Put the bull up there.
Yeah, you're blowing that bull. That's right. And then I asked AI... Did you see my AI thing?
Yeah. You can share it. Yeah, I saw it. You're
yeah,
nuts.
It's true. So Fantone sends me a bull-blowing photo from Friday night, and I asked AI a simple question, and I thought it was funny what they said. You know, whether you found it humorous or not, Ron, I
found it interesting.
I really
AI,
don't know.
But AI really understood what blowing a bull means.
So I posted I'm dying,
yep.
You know, LMAO. And I asked Made AI, why did Fantone blow a bull? And it said to me, based on the context, it seems Fantôme blew a bowl, likely referencing to smoking from a pipe, as indicated by the phrase blowing a bowl. The motivations behind this action aren't explicitly stated, but the reaction of the person sharing the info suggests that they find it concerning or disgusting.
That's you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, see?
That's you, Fantôme. All right, we're gonna take a break.
How do you know?
That's right. We're coming back with more Mr. Sports and Ron Fantôme after this.
Hey, we're back right here. Ronnie, take control there for a second.
Yes, I got it.
Yeah.
ESPN 94.7. It's a Monday morning with Mr. Sports and yours truly, Ron Fantôme. It's nice to have you guys tuned in. Don't forget about tomorrow. Open invitation to all of you to join us. We're doing our show live for the first time at JR's Pub in Austintown. Check it out. It's going to be a great time.
It is going to be a lot of fun. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines. I think we got Ricky on the air. Hey, Rick, what's up, brother?
Oh, I'm fine. I just wanted to call you back. I wanted to catch you during the break, but I sent you a picture. WPIC is the building still up over there. I just drove down Pine Hall.
You know what? I wasn't sure because I was asking Dan Gonder about that.
Yeah, it's still there. As of this morning, it's there.
They didn't raise it or anything then?
It looked the same to me. There was somebody in a truck over there. Like somebody was there.
That's a ghost.
Something. I mean, the towers and stuff are still out there.
Wow. Yeah, so many memories in that building. I mean, overgrown, there were side escape, almost like a fire escape on the far right of the building and everything, and there are plants growing on top of it. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because that building housed so much life and afterlife at one time.
It did.
Maybe still does. So we appreciate the update on that. Thank you, brother.
Okay, all righty, take care.
Absolutely. That's Rick right there, and we're hearing from our buddy Jeff. The Eggman, he says, listen to you guys right now. I hear you about Ron with blowing bowls.
Jeff said that.
Yeah, then he said, funny, I just had a bowl movement. So there you go. Jeff listening. This
you don't want to blow that movement.
Out in a Warren area today on the app. And by the way, if you want to hear us, you can check us out at ESPN 94.7 AM 1330 Worldwide Stream, ESPN947.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom.
All the way.
It's a listen live screen.
All the way to the bottom.
Another break coming up or not? Because I got a guest outside.
We do in about a minute, yeah.
Okay, about a minute. Mm-hmm. Well, then you talk about something that you want to talk about.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about you, my friend.
All right.
I want to talk about you.
What's wrong with me now?
Just see how you're feeling. Check on your health.
I'm feeling good.
Because you have to get up like twice during the show and
I do.
Walk around and stretch.
I do. I have to walk around and stretch. I get a lot of water. I drink a lot of water when we're here. We got great water here. You know, we really do. I mean, it's in the tank. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We had that at Youngstown Propane. It was like, I can't remember, Rolling Springs or something like
that's
that.
That's what this is. That's what this is. Yeah.
We used that. It was very good and everything.
It's good water.
I don't know. It's like whoever came up with bottled water, what a great concept.
I'm telling you. Isn't that the truth?
You make a boatload off.
We can make money.
It's water!
We can sell water.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more. Mr. Sports and Ron Fantôme right here on ESPN 94.7. Final hour straight ahead.